You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and we celebrate the legacy of Miss Aretha Louise Franklin, who we lost today, August 16, 2018. And you know, Aretha Franklin was an American singer, songwriter, and pianist, and a good pianist at that. A lot of people don't know that, you know, Aretha Franklin really was an excellent piano player, and I think she was underrated in that area. Here we celebrate on a bowl of soul, her legacy here.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Swinging in the morning, swinging in the evening, all over this land. I'd swing out a warning, then swing out danger, and the love that I had for my brothers and sisters all over this land. Ooh, yeah. If I had a morning, I bring it in the evening, all over this land. I ring out danger, then sing out warning, and the love that I had for my brothers and sisters, all over this land. Yes, I will.
The late great now, Miss Aretha Franklin, doing a Pete Seeger tune called If I Had a Hammer, which was done off of the Columbia Records album called Yeah, Aretha Franklin, Yeah. And this was released May 17th, 1965. And you know, Aretha Franklin, before she came into the prominence of being the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin sang a lot of pop music, and she recorded pop and jazz, actually. And if you have a chance to get any of her LPs when she was on the Columbia Records label, it is a treat, because we really do see the depth of who Miss Aretha Franklin was in terms of her music, her background. And, you know, she sang gospel first. But Aretha not only had a beautiful and a God-given gifted voice, she was also an excellent pianist. And like I said before, a lot of people, you know, I think her piano playing was quite underrated. But this lady, not only was she a chanteuse, she can really play the piano. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legendary Miss Aretha Franklin, who we lost today on August 16th, 2018. And, You know, it's really hard to believe, but this lady has been singing for 60 years. And when you look at the age of Miss Franklin, you know, Aretha died at the age of 76, which by today's standards, that's still young. But, you know, the way that Aretha sang, you would think Aretha lived to be 100 because of the emotion. And remember, she came up during the era of segregation and also during the civil rights movement. She sang at Dr. Martin Luther King's funeral. She sang for three presidents, Carter, Clinton, and Obama. This lady has been able to witness a lot. She also was on the gospel chitlin circuit. And, you know, there's an amazing book that I'm reading about the chitlin circuit, because that's where a lot of our rhythm and blues artists, gospel artists, basically were able to cut their chops going from city to city, singing that hole in the walls, basically honing their craft, especially like Sam Cooke, who Aretha knew as well. But coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, this was off of the Running Out of Fools album, done on the Columbia Records label. This single, one of my favorites, one of my pop favorites from Aretha Franklin, called I Can't Wait Until I See My Baby's Face. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed bowl of soul music, yeah.
Baby's face when I tell him that I'm through. Yes, I'm through with him. 'Cause he's been running around and I've got to put him down. I can't wait to see the
album Running Out of Fools from 1963, 1964, telling you, I can't wait until I see my baby's face. That is classic, classic pop right there. And you know, Aretha Franklin was born in Memphis, Tennessee, to her mother, Barbara Siggers, and C.L. Franklin, Clarence LaVaughn Franklin. Her father was a preacher, originally from Shelby, Mississippi, and her mother was an accomplished piano player and vocalist. And both of her parents had children, three in total, from outside their marriage. And, you know, Aretha's family relocated to Buffalo, New York, when Aretha was 2 years old. And before her fifth birthday in 1946, her father, Reverend C.L. Franklin, permanently relocated the family to Detroit, Michigan, where he took over the pastorship of New Bethel Baptist Church. Now, Aretha's parents, they separated in 1948, and her mother, Barbara, moved back to Buffalo with her son, Vaughn. But contrary, they say, to popular belief, her mother did not abandon her children. Not only did Aretha Franklin recall seeing her mother in Buffalo during the summer, but her mother also frequently visited her children in Detroit. You know, Aretha lost her mother from a heart attack on March 7th, 1952, before her 10th birthday. And the news of her mother's death was broken to her, was broken by her father, who had gathered Aretha and their and her siblings to tell them, and that he could not have been more understanding. A lot of people that helped to raise Aretha and her brothers, and her sisters, like her grandmother Rachel and Mahalia Jackson, they say, took turns helping with the children at the Franklin home. And during this time, Aretha learned how to play piano by ear. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to play the title song from her album, from which you just heard, I Can't Wait Until I See My Baby's Face. Again, off of the entitled album, Running Out of Fools, from 1964, Miss Aretha Franklin, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
Sure you haven't got the wrong number. You sure it's me you wanna talk to tonight. Everyone in town's got your number. Everybody's got you pegged right. Is that why you got in touch with me? Goodbye was even colder than ice. It didn't bother you, I was crying. And now you want to break my heart twice. Is that why you got in touch with me? I guess you must be little black book. Listen, tell you what, I bet you forgot, how I even look. So go ahead with all your sweet talking, go ahead for all the good it can do. Have yourself a dime's worth of talking, and then I'm gonna hang right up on you. Cause this time you're not getting through to me. I guess you must be running out of fools. Even fools like me. Even fools like me. I said you're running out of fools.
giving you some classic R&B from 1964, Running Out of Fools. And you know, that again, that was also on the Columbia Records label. And now we're going to segue into when Aretha went to the Atlantic Records label. And you know, she came to Atlantic Records around 1967. And that is where Aretha really made it. She made her mark finally. And you know, sometimes it's just like what happened with the Supremes. You know, the Supremes were the no-hit Supremes before they got on the charts with Where Did Our Love Go in 1964. But prior to 1964, the Supremes were hitless. And they would sing back up on Marvin Gaye's records and other artists' records. But sometimes that's what it takes before you really hit the big time. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of Miss Aretha Franklin when she did her version of Otis Redding's Respect. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
You know, that is the song that put Aretha Franklin on the map. That song in 1967 was number one on the R&B singles chart, number one on the Billboard Hot 100, number 14 on the Australian singles chart, number two on the Canadian singles chart, number seven on the Italian singles chart, and number 10 on the UK singles chart. And this song basically was a song that was written by Otis Redding, and it just made Aretha take off into the stratosphere. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating the legacy of Miss Aretha Franklin, in which this song was originally released by Otis Redding in 1965, but in 1967, It became Aretha Franklin's signature song. Coming up next on A Bowl of Soul, this song, I'm telling you, this song still gives me chills to this day. Her sister Irma Franklin was singing back up on this song. This is one of my favorite songs that I could, it just sounds brand new every time I hear it. Ain't No Way from Miss Aretha Franklin, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Me to love you if you won't let me. It ain't no way for me to give you all you need if you won't let me give all.
No, that's classic. I love that song. Ain't No Way. That song was off of Aretha Franklin's 1968 Atlantic Records LP called Lady Soul. And on that LP was Chain of Fools. You had Money Won't Change You, People Get Ready, Nikki Hokie. You have You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, which is a great segue to that song. That song was written by the legendary Miss Carole King. And I don't know, I guess that song, you know, they say Respect is Aretha Franklin's signature song, but I think this song, which was written by Carole King, I think to me it was written especially for Aretha Franklin. I think this is her signature song. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, with the Carole King pen song, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there. This is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, and you're the key to my peace of mind.
About Aretha Franklin singing this song is that she paid homage to Carole King, who was given a Kennedy Center honor. And guess who came on stage to sing that song? It was Aretha Franklin. And I know that, you know, she was so overjoyed, Carole King, when she saw her on stage singing her song. And I know that, you know, Carole King was just felt so honored that Aretha Franklin was able to sing that song before an audience of people at the Kennedy Center Honors. We celebrate Miss Aretha Louise Franklin, who we lost today on August 16th, 2018. And we celebrate her here on A Bowl of Soul. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Sweet, woo! Let me tell you, that's you know, I love when Aretha Franklin sings slow jams. I'm telling you, that you just feel it. You feel whatever is inside her heart, her soul. That's why she's the queen of soul. You know, that single "Prove It" was off of her first album, meaning making her exit off of the Columbia record label onto the Atlantic record label with her album called Aretha Arrives from 1967, of which you just heard Prove It. You know, that was a pretty good album because there was some cuts on there. She did the Rolling Stones, Satisfaction. She did Ray Charles, You Are My Sunshine. She did Question Mark and the Mysterians, 96 Tears. You just heard Prove It. You heard Nightlife, which was probably another Ray Charles single. She did That's Life. So she did a mixture of pop standards and some blues. And she just did the whole cornucopia of soul, of which that is Miss Aretha Franklin. And, you know, Aretha recorded 112 charted singles on Billboard, including 77 Hot 100 entries, 17 top 10 pop singles, 100 R&B entries, 20 number one R&B singles, becoming the most charted female artist in the charts history. She won 18 Grammy Awards, including the first 8 awards given for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance between 1968 and 1975, and she is one of the best selling artists of all time. Did you hear what I just said? One of the best selling artists of all time, having sold over 75 million records worldwide. This lady truly left a serious legacy. Coming up next on A Bowl of Soul, another great slow jam from the legendary Miss Aretha Franklin, talking about Baby, Baby, Baby. Woo! I tell you, Aretha could sing those slow jams, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Kelly. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
You know, Baby, Baby, Baby. Ooh, man, I'm telling you, you know, Aretha Franklin, I'm gonna miss Re. You know, Aretha has been a fixture. Her music has been a fixture in my home. And, you know, being exposed to even her before becoming Queen of Soul. My father was a fan of Aretha Franklin long before she became the Queen of Soul, when she was singing jazz and pop standards. And I'm telling you, Aretha Franklin, you get some of her early stuff, especially the Aretha Yay album, and you get some of the pop standard albums that she did, especially Running Out of Fools, which is a classic. And I mean, Aretha, there is no, this world cannot hold Aretha Franklin. I'm gonna tell you, this world cannot hold her. And we celebrate Aretha Franklin here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to segue from the mid-60s now into the 70s with Aretha. and she had this great song. I think it was off of the album called Spirit in the Dark. She had this song that was originally done by Benny King on the same label, Atlantic Records. But I love her version, and she's playing, you hear her playing the piano on this really, really succinctly. Don't Play That Song For Me, which was originally done by Benny King, here on A Bowl of Soul for Miss Aretha Franklin. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Don't play that song for me, 'cause it brings back memories of days that I once knew, the days that I spent with you. Oh no, don't let it play it.
Oh no,
it fills my heart with pain.
Yeah.
Please stop it right away.
Giving you some classic R&B and soul here on A Bowl of Soul from Miss Aretha Franklin doing Benny King's Don't Play That Song For Me. And you know, Aretha Franklin she received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1979, and she was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. And she was awarded by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, NARIS. She was awarded a Grammy Legend Award in 1991. Then she was given the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994. She was also a recipient. She was a Kennedy Center honoree in 1994 and a recipient of the National Medal of Arts in 1999. And she was bestowed one of the highest medals of all here in the United States that can be bestowed on anyone is the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005. And that was bestowed upon her. In 2005, and she was inducted into the Michigan Rock and Roll Legends Hall of Fame in 2005. And like I said to you, she lived in Detroit, which was the heart of Motown, but Aretha made her home at Atlantic Records, and a lot of the records that were cut at Atlantic Records were either cut in New York or they were cut down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. But you know, Aretha's roots were in Memphis, Tennessee. You understand? Her roots were right there. Here on A Bowl of Soul, coming up next, celebrating the legacy of Miss Aretha Franklin, one of my favorite songs that I thought was very smooth. Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. Here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that you give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part. I wanna be what he wants, when he wants it, and whenever he needs it. And when his lonesome and feeling love stopped, I'll be there to feed it. I'm loving him a little bit for each day. Turns me right on when I hear him say,
hey, baby, let's get away, let's go somewhere. Oh, baby, can we?
Why, I don't care.
That is classic, Daydreaming. This was off of the album, Young, Gifted, and Black, and Daydreaming spent 2 weeks at the top of the Hot Soul Singles Chart in April of 1972, and peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 11 on the Easy Listening Singles Chart, and Billboard ranked it as the number 61 song for 1972. The people that played on this single was Donny Hathaway, who played electric piano on the single, and the famous flutist, Mr. Hubert Laws. He also played on the single as well. And, you know, this song has been covered by Mary J. Blige, Will Downing, Penny Ford, Michelle A., Corinne Bailey Ray, Tamia, Tweet, and Japanese singer Yua. Rapper T.I., Let's Get Away, sampled that song on 2003's Trap Music. And rapper Cam'ron covered this song in his single Daydreaming from his album Come Home With Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And I just want to let you know, A Bowl of Soul is broadcasted on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, and you can also listen to A Bowl of Soul on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. You can also catch A Bowl of Soul on iHeartRadio as well as Spotify. You can catch A Bowl of Soul on Spotify, and you can listen to nonstop soul music 365 days of the year, 7 days of the week. Uninterrupted soul music. Here on A Bowl of Soul, where you can hear Professor T-Love coming at you with some old and new school grooves. Something for you to listen to. And I want to give a shout out to some people that have been listening to A Bowl of Soul. Recently, I had gotten an email from a fan, actually, and I want to give him a shout out. I definitely want him to know that we are shouting him out here on A Bowl of Soul. And the gentleman's name that was shouting me out here on A Bowl of Soul was Barry, Mr. Barry Hunter. And Barry Hunter lives in Dallas, Texas. He formerly from Gary, Indiana, which I told him was a hotbed of R&B and soul music, so close to Chi-Town. And I want to give a shout out to Mr. Barry Hunter, who lives in Dallas, Texas, and to his barber, Mr. Derek Williams. And they have been listening to my show, and I'm loving that. And I just want to shout them out, you know, let them know that, you know, A Bowl of Soul, we love you. We thank you for listening and tuning in and wanting to hear some great soul music. And his barber, Derek, hails from Kansas City. Ain't that something? And I'm going to tell you, a lot of these places that these gentlemen came from were the opus for R&B, blues, soul, gospel music. Check that out. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul from the legendary Miss Aretha Franklin, talking about Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Going to Do. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Though you don't call it anymore, I sit and wait in vain. I guess I rap on your door. Tap on your window pane.
Tap on your window pane.
I wanna tell you, baby,
I'm gonna do.
giving you some classic soul until you come back to me. That's what I'm going to do. You know, that song was written by Stevie Wonder, and that song came out in 1973. And it was written by Morris Broadnax, Clarence Paul, and Stevie Wonder, which was originally, you need to hear the original version that was done by Stevie Wonder. It's nice. That was done in 1967. But this single was a million-selling single for Aretha Franklin, and it was a top 10 hit on both the Billboard Hot 100 and Billboard's R&B chart. And the song reached number one on the R&B chart and number three on the Hot 100 chart in 1974, and it became a gold record for Aretha Franklin. And I'm going to give you some history here. This is how we tie the knots here. Aretha Franklin was lead vocals, acoustic piano. Donny Hathaway, electric piano. Chuck Rainey, bass. Kenneth Bischel, synthesizer. Bernard Pretty Purdy, drums. Joe Farrell, flute. Hugh McCracken, guitar. Guess who? Nothing but nothing. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. Who sang on it? Gwen Guthrie. She did background vocals. Sissy Houston, Whitney Houston's mother, did background vocals. Margaret Branch, background vocals, and Ann S. Clark. This is how we tie, bring that circle closed. All these people that have been part of Aretha's legacy had their own legacies as well. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're coming to the end of A Bowl of Soul, and I'm going to leave you with one of my classic songs that she did, was produced by the late great himself, Mr. Luther Vandross. Jump to it, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I'm kinda in a hurry. Here's the reason why.
Jump, jump, jump to it.
Got love to get. When my baby comes, I gotta jump to it. I'm in a we have a lot of fun, don't we, girl? Dishing out the dirt on everybody and giving each other the 411 on Who Drop Kick 2 this week. You know what I'm talking about. When the baby girl jump, beat it, eat, and deal. Yeah, jump to it. When the baby girl sweet, sweet, sweet.
Up a bowl of soul here, celebrating the legendary Miss Aretha Franklin, who passed away today on August 16, 2018. And what you just heard, Jump to It, which was produced by Luther Vandross, and it was written by one of my favorite bass players, Mr. Marcus Miller. It was written by Luther Vandross and Mr. Marcus Miller, and background vocals were performed by Vandross and Sissy Houston. And, you know, a lot of people were on this killer album here. Even Tawatha A.G., who was also a singer in M2MA. But, you know, Jump to It was Aretha's biggest pop hit since 1974, reaching number 24 on the Billboard's Hot 100 chart in October. An upbeat single also reached number 4 on the dance chart. There is so much music that we could have covered here on A Bowl of Soul for Miss Aretha Franklin, but it shows you how many generations Aretha has touched. She's even touched the hip-hop generation. If she wasn't sampled when she said she did the song A Rose Is Just a Rose with Lauryn Hill, she's touched many generations of people, and we are the better for it. There is only one and only one queen of soul. No one else could ever take that mantle, and the only person that holds it is Miss Aretha Franklin. We give our condolences to her family, you know, who love her dearly, and all her fans that love her dearly, including myself. So here on A Bowl of Soul, we thank you, Miss Aretha. We thank you for your legacy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for uplifting the black community with your music and your showmanship and showing us how to do it right, because you did it right. And this is Professor T-Love. If you want to catch up with me, Professor T-Love, you can catch up with me by liking my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed of Soul Music. You can tweet. You can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And also, if you want to email me at A Bowl of Soul, abowlofsoul@gmail.com as well. And make sure you go to my website, abowlofsoul.com, and look for A Bowl of Soul on Live 365. This is Professor T-Love. You have a blessed night, and we love you, Miss Aretha Franklin. We thank you for your legacy and for your love. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.